This is Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook, for March 8th, 2005. For more information, visit our website at welchwright.com/career. Questions and comments can be emailed to career@welchwright.com or added as comments on the website. Today's column, from the archives, What to Do, first published September 8th, 2000. Children are very advanced in their computer knowledge today. Through their exposure to computers at home and at school, they're much more advanced than most of us were at the same age. That said, though, many children seem to lack an understanding of the variety of high-tech jobs that await them when they graduate from college. This makes it very difficult for a student to focus their high-tech education. Careers today have expanded beyond the fireman, policeman, nurse, secretary choices of the past. As high-tech careerists, we can help to clarify these choices for the next generation. Butcher, baker, candlestick maker. While these three careers are not as prevalent as they once were in America, they are still more recognizable to children than most of the high-tech jobs you hold. Recently, I was flipping through the cable channels and came across a presentation that was given to state representatives in Sacramento, California. The speaker stated that while children have a fairly clear idea of what a farmer does in their job, they have very little idea what it means to be a network administrator, website designer, or even a programmer. Even though these children use computers on a daily basis, they have little idea how to expand this knowledge into a career. You can't really blame students for their lack of understanding, though. There are so many different titles for computer jobs, and even when people have the same title, they often have quite different duties. Computer careers are not necessarily a new thing, but they lack the definition of other professions that have been around for many more years. Of course, all this confusion has led, in part, to the supposed lack of skilled high-tech workers that is so bemoaned in so many publications. How are you supposed to find the workers you need if they have no idea that a job or career exists? In some ways, we're responsible for this lack of information about our own careers. Sometimes we spend so much time doing our jobs that we don't have time to show others, especially students, the possibilities that exist in our careers. In the past, many of you, like myself, developed your computer knowledge on your own. There weren't any school programs to teach you how to manage networks, troubleshoot PCs, or write high-end graphics programs. As we discovered our high-tech interest, we let them lead our career where they would. Today, though, students have many more opportunities to learn about computers and, therefore, need more guidance. This guidance is something we can all offer. There are many ways of helping students learn about computer careers. You can volunteer to speak at your local school, church, or library. You can make yourself available via email to answer questions that students might have. You can even offer yourself as a mentor to students who are thinking of pursuing a computer career. Everyone benefits from this interaction. Students get the information they need, and you can develop a better understanding of what you and your peers are doing. When you have to explain your career choices to others, it often helps to clarify these choices in your own mind. Perhaps there are careers available today that weren't when you started working. Helping others learn about these careers might lead you to change your own. Reaching out to students is necessary in a world where high-tech careers are becoming more and more important. Where will you find the high-tech talent you'll need to accomplish your future projects? Where will you find the employees for your startup? It'll pay back 100-fold for you to develop today the talent that you'll need tomorrow. Take some time this week to reach out to students you know. Answer the questions they might have, and offer some direction for the future. Let those around you know what your career means to you. Too often we assume that everyone, especially tech-savvy students, know what the possibilities are for a high-tech career. You might be surprised to find out once you start talking to them. This has been Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook, with Douglas E. Welch. You can support Career Opportunities via a PayPal donation, purchases through our Amazon store, or using the Google Ads on our website. If you have a service or product that might interest CareerOp listeners, consider sponsoring this podcast. Email career@welchwright.com for more information. Career Opportunities appears each week in Computer Edge magazine in San Diego, California, and Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find a link to Computer Edge on the website. A complete text archive of past columns and the print edition of the High Tech Career Handbook are available on our website at weltright.com/career. Questions and comments can be emailed to career@weltright.com or posted as comments on the website.